Welcome to Talking Walking's 2020 Visions. I'm Andrew Stuck, the producer of Talking Walking Podcasts. 2020 has been an extraordinary year. The COVID pandemic has changed our travel behaviour for the foreseeable future, and a new normal has as yet to evolve. Many governments have encouraged their citizens to walk more in their local neighbourhoods, to undertake essential errands, as well as for better physical and mental health. Changes are being made in our streets to accommodate social distancing, with more outdoor space being allocated for entertainment, leisure, and hospitality. Looking further into the future, what might the world of walking be like in 20 years' time? We invited people to share their vision of the world of walking in 2040. We asked them three questions and to record their answers so we could share them here. We asked them to tell us who they were and from where they were calling, and to outline what work they were presently doing that revolved around walking, as well as their 2020 vision. The voice you're about to hear belongs to Richard Smith, author, gynaecologist and pilgrim from the UK.
Hi there, my name's Richard Smith and I'm based in London, UK. I've got a number of projects going at the moment. I've just finished a book called A Very Byzantine Journey, which is a travelogue running from Jerusalem to Istanbul to Rome to Eastern Italy, chasing the Mandylion image. I've also just planning to go to Nepal and Bhutan to look at hospitals and hanging monasteries, and then on to Palestine, all in the spring of next year. In addition, also working hard on setting up a retreat centre in Scotland for cancer patients who are living with their cancer and who are in remission and looking to find ways to have their cup half full, looking to teach walking combined with repetitive chant, long distance walking at that. Moving forward to 2040, by which time I hope I still will be walking, I will not be in the first flush of youth then, I'm not in it now. I personally think there's going to be a lot more interest in pilgrimage, long-distance walking, and chant, dare I say it. I think that there's a huge increase through organisations like the British Pilgrimage Trust in the long-distance walks of Britain and long-distance walks overseas. And there's also a great interest in meditative practices. And these, I believe, will all come together more and more, and people will find increasing satisfaction from this as a pastime. So that's my little view to the future, and I sincerely hope it works that way.
We will be publishing further 2020 visions. If you'd like to record a 2020 vision of your own, then please follow the instructions you'll find on the 2020 Visions page of the Talking Walking website. From there, you will also find free podcast interviews of artists, activists and professionals from the world of walking, and of those who have a passion for just taking a walk. Talking Walking and the 2020 Vision are written, recorded and produced by Andrew Stuck of Rethinking Cities Limited and the Museum of Walking. Our artwork was created by Ian Martin of Aardvark Graphics and Auburn Lowe. And the music was composed and performed by Simon Sanders of Easytronic.